This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello. And
headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So let's talk about what's appropriate to wear and when. Should you wear something?
Shorts. All the time.
Would you ever wear something revealing to your son's graduation? I mean,
give me back my son.
Okay, so we begin with this woman. She wore a...
I mean, Fat Boy, you have a son that has graduated. Did you wear anything revealing to this?
I did not.
Okay.
Why not?
Did you go?
And I should have. Yeah. It's like you got to.
You have to.
It's like you got to.
Child.
Yeah.
Got to go to weddings and funerals.
I didn't be all weird about it and take pictures like or anything. But
yeah.
I went for free. Which is, amazing.
Well, some of them, you only get, like, 2 tickets.
God, that's true, yeah.
You had to go or there'd be no one sitting there.
Even if they graduated, like, a college or whatever, I'm like, this is a big arena. You still have to have a cap on tickets?
Well, I mean, there's popular kids that would take an entire, lower bowl.
That's true.
Well, this woman, by the name of Toni Braxton...
Oh, damn. Hang on.
The Toni Braxton?
Yes. Her son, Diesel.
What?
Oh, gosh.
Nights with Diesel.
Who would name a kid that?
Graduated from Howard University last weekend, and she was there to support her child. But.
10 o'clock threesome with Diesel.
Some people on social media congratulated Diesel on his accomplishment, but even more commented about his mother wearing some inappropriate outfit. So how inappropriate was what she was wearing? She wore a sheer black button-up blouse and a see-through lace skirt. It showed a decent amount of skin.
How would one Google such? So Toni Braxton's son's graduation?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So one person called it, quote, stripper funeral attire.
It's strapper.
And another suggested that she was dressed for a pimp's funeral.
Not kidding. When you put in Toni Braxton, it fills in at son's graduation. First freaking response.
Yeah, don't.
There's other weirdos like me looking.
Like to me, it don't look anything odd or.
Oh, what? You're not looking at the full body. You see the full body shot? Like she's wearing. What is it called? The girl wears the, you can tell I haven't been around women long.
Like on her arm, like a croissant?
No, the bodysuit where it meets in the crotch, you know? So she's wearing that with like pantyhose with real nice, eloquent designs on them. So she's literally just wearing panties with, I mean, she can pull it off. I'm just saying, that's maybe not for us. That's maybe the Met Gala or the Soul Train Awards.
God, I don't want to watch the video. I didn't graduate, okay? I don't want to watch video of people graduating from things.
So. My mom wore something similar to mine.
She did not.
It was whatever Hamrix was offering that season.
Yeah.
Spring of 93. What was it? Probably the same stuff as spring of 25.
Oh, culottes. Yeah. Oh, I'm looking at the legs now.
Cool. Yeah, I mean she's...
It's okay.
Yeah, but just for that. I mean, you don't do it for that.
Oh, did you see the side view?
I mean, that's the only
that's
one I've seen.
That's what I
but
see.
She's got that butt. You know, girls, and I get it. You work hard for them. Some of you bought new butts, but...
That's your mama.
You're going to turn sideways in the pictures. We all get it. Yeah. Proud of that ass.
But it's his day, not hers. Yeah. I get what they're saying.
What if he wanted to wear something like that? You wouldn't be able to even see it because of that long-ass robe.
Yeah.
I wonder if girls back in the 60s demanded to wear mini robes, like mini skirts.
Nice,
go up there and do the twist.
I like sheer clothes like that. I have a blouse that has the sleeves.
You don't ever wear it?
I wore it.
She wore that shirt the other day. Remember, I said it looked like somebody, she lost some kind of bet, and they cut the shoulders off her.
That's where the boobs
literally
are supposed
the shoulder
to go.
Would be.
I kind of like different kind of fashion, but there's a time and a place. Although, you know.
Cousins hanging out.
You like different kinds of fashion.
I mean, different things that are popular now.
Animal print.
I love animal print.
I'm going to start calling you Jacqueline Hannah.
I haven't worn it in a while.
Yeah, hey, brother.
I think because we kept commenting on you wearing like jelly roll jackets and such.
I like the jelly.
Or Antarctica
it's
jackets.
It's warm.
Yeah.
It's warm.
Yeah. I think it's supposed to be 82 today, so.
I have to get some summer outfits.
You know what's crazy? Some of them animals would like to take off their coats because they're so hot out there.
They would.
You know, Paige would put it on.
I don't see any animals wearing foreskin caps or anything around.
No, not anymore.
Yeah.
I don't see raccoons wearing foreskin hats.
No. Why not?
No.
All right. So who didn't recognize George Clooney?
Probably somebody young, right? That's the only excuse.
I would say young or very, very old.
All right. So there's a new book coming out next week.
Is it Toni Braxton's son?
No, sir. And it's about the White House. And how the White House tried to control the narrative about
Melania,
former President Biden's age, and
Joe Biden then.
Yeah, yes. Book is called The Original Sin, and it's from Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson of Axis.
Is that the guy from Bar Rescue? I'm just kidding. It's John Tapper.
It includes an anecdote
MD.
That may explain why
Tapper John MD
Clooney changed his tune about calling out Biden to quit the presidential race.
Right.
Because, according to this, they met at a fundraiser in June of 2024, and Biden didn't recognize who George Clooney was at all. He didn't know who he was.
What?
And the book says, quote,
I don't doubt it.
Clooney was shaken to his core, and the president hadn't recognized him.
I wonder if that's really
that
why
he had known for years.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
He also would a guy who walked off a stage where there was no steps. The same guy that the guy's up there in age.
Yeah, it happens.
Is this the same book where they're saying that nobody had access to him inside the White House? Only his inner circle would keep everybody away. And then they were saying that they thought about a cognitive test but was immediately ruled out. Like, we don't even want to do it. Don't want to put that out there. It just limited access to Biden the last year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, now I do worry about Trump getting carpal tunnel from signing so many different documents every day. That I worry about. I say get the auto pen back out. Let it go to town. He's just going to get the... He's got to wear one of them bowler gloves, you know?
They don't like the auto pen.
It's just going to be a mess when you sign too much and you're not thinking it out.
He's a guy who loves... He's got a beautiful signature. But he's a guy who loves signing. Like, you can tell he loves... It's like... Yeah. He doesn't... Again, I've talked about this before. He holds the pen like it's like a magical wand when he's signing.
I saw him stop the other day to answer the question about the jet. I was like, why would I turn down a free gift?
About it falling off.
It's free.
I like what they did on SNL. They're like, nothing worse than a fighter jet falling to the bottom of the ocean. Who could be down there that could use it? And they show a picture of Bin Laden. now he's got a second one. What's the worst that could happen?
That was almost as good as the movie guy bit where he said the Chinese guy talked to him how to wax off, but he said something else. He said whack instead of
that's
wax.
That's one of those jokes where you were like, will this translate? You read it written, it makes sense. Like with fussing, you read the name Justine. But when somebody's doing talk to text and it says just teens, it's different.
Right?
It's different.
You start trying to start a strip club, a
seafood-themed gentleman's club.
Oh, God.
You don't want to get the crabs from there, if you know what I mean. Paige?
Yeah?
You were saying.
Welcome to Big Tuna.
Saying.
It's Parcells' place.
It's a picture of Bill on the front.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
That was wonderful. We're going to take us a break. We come back, we're going to tell you about Friday's show and perhaps a little sucking, maybe a little birthday giving. Wow. Who knows? It's birthday or suck. It's coming up. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Let's go to Mike.
We are coming up on the season, right?
Mike says he wants to know why Fat Boy doesn't eat this, and I don't think that was the answer. Is that right, Mike?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Good, you?
I actually don't like being called me Matthew.
You call me whatever you want as long as
it... No, I'm just kidding.
It ain't...
No, I actually don't like being called Mike, though.
Okay.
Wait, I thought you said that's... What'd you say your name was?
Matt.
Micah. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Micah.
Like in the Bible.
My
yes.
bad.
Yeah, like in the Bible, Fat Boy.
I forgot to read it.
Around here, the only Micah people know are that fake gold.
The
Micah.
Sir, what'd you say? Sorry, it's really quiet.
You know them rocks that look like gold from a distance because they're shiny, but it turns out
it's actually like a... A non-opaque rock?
Yeah, yeah. Some say it might be melted glass.
Four.
Yeah, like, it's a glass. It's like reflective.
Yeah, it's very cool. So anyway,
I actually always thought it was cool when I used to find it. I used to try and keep it.
Dude, me too. I was like, I just want a diamond in the backyard, Mama.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. Look, like, look at it's this. Shiny. Jewel. It's shiny. Look at it, Mama.
That's a drug dealer's earring, Matthew.
yeah.
And Poe Mill might have been. So, Micah, you. You have a question about Fat Boy's eating habits or something?
Yeah. I mean, I get it 100%. Like, I don't even like seafood myself, but I just wanted to see if he'd tried crab legs. I mean, I like shrimp. I'll eat, like, fried jumbo shrimp and, like, shrimp linguine and stuff like that. You know, I like that.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
I mean, I'm nice Sicilian by heritage, so I like all the noodles.
Thank you.
So you don't like some seafood, right? I've never tried
crab legs. Like, I won't go eat scallops or fish. Like, I like catfish. Like,
what? Oh, Lord.
That's not seafood.
See, I love
eat catfish. Like,
well, okay,
freshwater catfish.
I count that, too, though. Fish.
Technically, that is seafood, but that's about it. But I'm not going to go out and get, like, tilapia or... something
why do you
like
say
that.
It, why do you say it with such like
tilapia?
I guess it's from because I'm from the sticks. I guess I don't
know. I'm the same way. Like I never heard of tilapia until like maybe the late 90s. I didn't know it was a real fish.
I
didn't know what couscous was till about 2010.
I expect you to say you don't like oysters because that's an acquired taste.
Yeah, and see, I know people that eat those, and I've never tried them.
Oh wow,
they're so good.
Yeah, dude, if you eat oysters, you'd eat something else.
No, I like.
It's raw. It's like raw little
deep
little
fried Rockefeller style, so raw, whatever.
Yeah.
Suck it, slam it, suck it.
We had those oyster shells.
I know a lot of people that eat them like that.
Well, it does make you horny. Oysters make you horny.
I'm not knocking them. I just ain't never tried them. I've been to seafood joints.
Yeah.
So are you saying the crab legs?
Would you consider gator seafood?
I've never had it.
What do you say?
Gator is actually really good.
Well, I don't.
I got it down at a little mom and pop down at Myrtle Beach, and it was actually like fried with salt and pepper.
Yeah. So
it was banging.
Do you think that this is interesting because it's just, you know, it's word soup kind of stuff, the way we do things. Like, what is the thing? A breakfast burrito, whatever that whole conversation was. Is that a sandwich? Oh, is a burrito a sandwich or whatever?
Oh, hot dog's a sandwich and crap like that.
Yeah.
Catfish, seafood. So if you were eating some carp, what would you say you're eating? Because they don't have those.
Definitely seafood.
No, it's not.
Because yes.
They're not in the sea.
I mean, but it's... No, you're right. You're right. Not the sea. It'd be fish.
It's lake fish.
Yeah. Lake food. Lake lobster.
I wouldn't eat no carp, though. That's like the...
Sucker fish.
Yeah. I mean, the catfish is just as bad, though.
The catfish is. People always say carp. But, you know, the thing with carp
is... catfish are predatory, too. They eat bluegill and stuff.
They eat dookie off the bottom of the lakes. Yeah, the silt and all that.
They eat everything. Catfish eat everything.
Yeah. So if you...
They got good filters. Their body processes all that stuff.
Well, that and they have that weird mustache they have.
Yeah.
But the carp is nothing but
dude, I've
bone.
Had them things stab me, dude.
They sting you.
My dad caught a 40-pounder one time, and I jumped on it. We got it out of the water, out of the net, and he tried to wiggle out towards the shore. It's 40 pounds, like, channel cat, so he was long.
You talking about, like, noodling the catfish, like, from up under the...
No, plate? Like, actually with a rod and all that.
Good God.
Yours?
With chicken liver. We caught him on chicken liver.
Wow.
And
wow.
Chicken liver. Yeah, y'all want to go catfishing, just throw chicken liver on your line. You'll catch him 1 pound to 20 pounds.
Jeez. Yeah, I lump all fish in together. Like, I just don't eat it.
What about what about salmon? You eat that?
Salmon,
fresh.
I've had it because my mom down in Texas, she fixes all this crazy stuff, so... I've eaten it before.
So you're
it's
from,
all right.
You're from Texas?
I was born in Texas, and then I moved all the way up here when my parents separated.
Oh, dang. Well,
did you go with mom or dad?
I went with dad. Well, it's kind of a weird situation, actually.
Let's hear it. If you want to share.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can share.
Please.
Please, hurry.
My mom actually, like, kidnapped me when I was younger. And then my dad ended up taking her to court and getting custody of us.
Well, how long were you with her, though, when she kidnapped you?
Like a year and a half. And then she actually left me with my aunt for like 6 months and went to Miami.
Oh, okay. So it is drugs.
It's got to be, right?
If she went to Miami, I mean, come on. Galveston wasn't cutting it no more.
Alcohol was a problem, yeah. Damn. Childish mentality.
Oh,
from
man.
Texas, but probably working for the cartel.
Probably.
No.
She's muling. She'd wear big, tall platform shoes. Oh, yeah. She was muling. Now, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
Ma'am. Or what did you say?
Sorry. Disconnect the call.
Sorry, ma'am. I thought Paige said
something. It's man, not ma'am.
I'm not a ma'am.
So, how many brothers and sisters did mom
have? I actually have 5 brothers. 1 sister.
Wow. And did she just like take y'all off the map, like off the grid? Like,
no, she just like, I think it was like a visitation thing with my dad, and my dad was like, okay, you can have the kids for a little while, and then poof, we disappeared.
So you all had the same dad?
No, so only my brother that's right here, he's the only one that has my dad's blood and my mom, so he's my only blood brother. I actually have 2 stepbrothers, or a stepbrother and stepsister, and then I have a brother-in-law that lived with us, so he's pretty much a brother. And then I have a half-brother on my mom's side.
Do you ever talk to your mom?
Nicaraguan.
Well, what?
God, boo.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I adopted it anyway.
You have a wild...
Yeah.
I mean, do you buy the same, like, let's say it's Christmas, do the steps get the same as blood brother does? And just,
yeah, everybody gets the same. It's the same love. Nice. It's the same family.
Oh, that's nice.
I got you. Okay.
I like that.
All right.
I called the Ogwin. I didn't catch the first
one. I enjoy when just getting people on. Like, I told Fat Boy and Paige before, I call it a challenge. Like, when you just get somebody on and you just, because there's that, I could just tell, like, there's something wild there with you. That's crazy.
You got a lot going on, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a good way.
You talk to
your
mom
at
all?
Yeah, I got a crazy little story coming. And I went to living in York County.
Yeah.
I wrestled.
Sorry.
Played football, played baseball.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm actually married with twins. I just had my first babies, and they were twins. Two twin boys.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Identical.
And they were actually born 8 weeks premature. They were 3 pounds, 10 ounces, 3 pounds, 13 ounces.
My God.
Oh, premium shout out.
Let me get that debit card, 4-digit code.
Hang on.
Giving all this info. All right. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening.
He's got a call back.
Yeah.
I like him.
He's got a bunch of bonus brothers, bonus daddies, his mom kidnaps, and probably mules for the cartel.
And he's related to some Nicaraguans as well. He mixed in there.
His mom might be a border coyote.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get 1 line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Could be. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say hello, famous people celebrating a birthday on this May the 15th. Happy birthday.
Start some music.
Sopranos.
It is a Sopranos theme song.
Lil Steven.
Nope.
Big Pussy?
Nope. Not Pussy Malenga either.
Dr. Melfi?
Nope. Not Karen. Karen!
Uncle Junior?
Nope.
Junior's uncle? Junior's that's uncle. A different show. God, man. Jamie Lynn Sigler.
It is Jamie All right. Lynn Sigler. I knew you'd get to her eventually.
All right. Freaking Meta.
Meadow Soprano. Who ate all the gobblegoo? This morning. We'll never know the answer.
You know what I didn't know until, well, it was that documentary that they had on HBO about The Sopranos.
That was good. The David Chase one.
Yeah. That she met Turtle at a HBO up front, and they dated. Turtle from Entourage.
Yeah.
At the age, like.
Not former disc jockey, Turtle.
No, or like the head that's poking. Different Turtle.
That could be the autobiography.
It's like when you look at like who Tom Green's dated, you're like, oh, what?
Do you like how the documentary ended? Just like The Sopranos?
Oh, yeah. It's perfect. God, man, time goes fast. It does. I'm going to say she's got to be like 49.
Total?
And a half.
46.
Jamie Lynn Sigler is 44 years old today.
Does she have a medical condition now?
Yeah, and okay. I don't exactly remember what it was.
I thought it was MS, but I think I'm thinking of...
It might be, actually.
God, man. No, it's not that. I hope it's not. I'm thinking of the other young lady. I can't place her name right now.
You know, Robert Eiler's like in his... I think he's 40 already.
She
what?
He is 40.
Relapsing MS. Whatever that is.
I don't know. Well, I guess maybe that she thought she didn't have any more. Now it's back. I don't know how that works. I know it's awful. Yeah.
Let's go to, we'll keep the music going. Ray Lewis. Raymond Lewis. Played college for Miami. He's a Hurricane.
Yes. I believe, was he ever exonerated or is it just hood rumors that he murdered a man?
He did have the trial that he was not guilty, I believe.
Okay, I was thinking of Marvin Harrison Sr.
And then you did ask Michael Lohr if he ever saw Ray Lewis kill anybody.
Working at the car wash. Yes, I did. Well, I was put on the spot. A dumb question was just asked. And then I was like, oh, wow, I got to add some bang zoom to this interview now that's lacking. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Jeff.
Jeffrey?
Hey, God, I wish I remembered the dumb whatever question he asked at the time. Oh, he was asking him a question like he was precious. Or no, something.
I can't remember.
He mixed up the two movies. Anyway, Ray Lewis is double nickels today. 55.
Okay.
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 52.
It's a big one for Ray.
60.
50.
What?
Hang on now. You got 60. When do you think you played college? You think you was on Jimmy Johnson's Miami teams?
Was he on there with Gino Toretta?
Was he down there with Eddie?
I mean, they won the Super Bowl, what, 2000? They beat the Giants? I think it was 2000.
God.
God.
Let's keep it going.
Who was it? Oh, okay, now okay, you're right. Who was it that when the Bucks won the Super Bowl, he flew across the country to go on Jimmy Kimmel?
Talk about Warren Sapp.
Yeah,
that was the '02 Bucks.
That's right.
One of the best defenses ever.
You ain't kidding. I was sitting in the hospital watching my newborn baby sit there and barf and poo poo. It was great.
Shout out Marconium.
The memories you never made.
Yeah. It's, it's great, great time.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going with this Dallas Cowboy, whose brother was also a running back at Clemson, but he played at Florida.
Does our boss probably going to work hybrid today in honor?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, talk about the greatest
rusher.
Talk
about the double deuce.
Greatest rusher in the history of the game, yeah, the yardage at least.
I don't know his middle name. I like to quote and make you know that I know people really well and say their middle names. You know, like Lynn Nolan Ryan.
I don't know it either. I just know his brother, Emery. Probably the better Smith.
Emmett Smith.
Old Emmett. He did. He won Dancing with the Stars, too.
Is he a guy that you think colored his hair while playing, because he's one of those guys that immediately retires and goes gray?
It's weird, man.
He's like Puff Daddy at trial.
I know, doing his...
I said that like Chris Rock.
Doing his hand hearts when you hear about the awful stuff he hired escorts to do to his girlfriend.
Oh, man. Just reading the transcripts, I think, is a sin.
Because
you know it's going to end up being, like, awful.
Just when they tell you on the news, Lester Holt's like, this is graphic language. Like, oh, Lord.
Like, to alert you to, like, kids, step out of the room while we're watching the news together? Like, what?
Let me hear it, Lester.
Emmett Smith is 55, then. Someone is today, 56. I imagine.
56.
Okay.
She nailed it.
Oh, you
56 years old.
You buster.
Buster.
Big Ron.
It is Farouk's birthday. Talking about the Gladiator.
The former Florida State Seminole.
I forgot who they asked, but they're talking about, hey, did Ron Simmons catch any crap for being the Gladiator? They're like, are you going to give Ron Simmons hell for anything?
No.
He's like one of the guys with, like, Harley Race and Ming that had that, you know, reputation of guys you do not want to mess with.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, like Andre was. But in person, again, sweetheart of a man. Like, he stood there and, like,
hey,
we were there working a show together, brother. It was the Sting Show.
I forgot he was there.
Oh, not the Sting Show. It was the NWO show when we
Kevin?
Joined the NWO. Yeah. And
I was there.
Yeah, Big Kev was there. I gave him some wine that night. It made me feel stupid.
Thanks for the wine.
And he rolls his eyes to everyone like I bought cheap wine. Like, you're welcome.
Yeah, I can't wait to drink it, eh?
Gosh.
It's got a foot on it and everything.
The first black NWA World Heavyweight Champion, baby, and that is decided by me, the American Dream Dusty Rhodes, is that champions show no color except for the gold on the belt.
God,
and 63.
That's amazing. They would never put it on Junkyard or Brick House Brown or, you know.
Or
Butch Reed or any of them.
Tony Atlas, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Pistol Pez, even.
Pistol Pez, Shaska. Paige, what do you say about Farouk? Did you say? I'm sorry.
You said 66, I think. I
said 62.
Oh, I wish you would have said 67. Ron is 67 years old. Hate the Seminoles, but he's a Seminole.
Your favorite Seminole player?
Oh,
I have two.
I don't have one.
No?
I hate him so
much.
Not
even Farouk?
If I had to pick, I'd probably pick Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, my man.
And Charlie Ward.
That's right. One of the lesser knowns.
Let's go to
Charlie Ward. He's my favorite Nick.
He's, man, People are like, you're too short to play quarterback, which wouldn't be a thing now.
Nope.
So he's like, I'll go to the NBA and make money.
Yep, he did. Him and grandmama.
It is the birthday of one sports anchor legend, Dan Patrick Pugh. Host, of course, of his own radio show, which I think is going to be on Celebrity Family Feud here coming up.
You know, his grandfather was a saint.
Really
Domination.
Was. He's going to retire in 2 years, I think, or 3 years.
What do you think about it? You're a member of the media. Any thoughts on Dan Patrick? The guy with two first names.
68.
71. 70.
Well,
I could see your face almost saying no when I said 71. 70. Ha ha.
The back row can suck it. Dan Patrick is 69 years old.
I was 69.
Well, you were kind of showing a little poker face. Wow, 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 wow.
I was going to play this for Dan, and I forgot, but I'll play it for this next guy.
I hate that woman's voice from Poker Face.
Oh, Natasha Lyonne. That's a good show.
I can't stand her voice, though.
Maybe I don't like it.
Yeah, that show.
The show,
that show is good.
Got a great plot to it.
I'm nervous about doing this one because the boss might get upset. He hates this guy with a passion.
God, I don't know who it is.
Let's talk
God,
about
I want to insert something funny with that little question.
He's an athlete.
Okay, so it's
hates
not...
him?
Hates him. Our boss hates this athlete.
Okay, until you said athlete, I was going to say Super Dave.
I'll give you a second here.
It's just a guy that has the same kind of job, slightly less than Mark and the job. It's a joke for everyone. Who? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Pine Tar.
George Brett?
It is George Brett's. I'm sorry, boss. It is George Brett's birthday.
How dare you?
You know, our boss used to work with the Royals, and not good memories of he and George Brett together.
I've met George Brett in person as well, and
Mark's the only Royals fan I've ever known.
A total ass H. I mean, he really was.
Really?
But I was glad to meet him. Okay. He signed my ball on the side panel. You son of a bitch.
He don't like to sign, really. One guy was harassing him so much, he just got mad. He's like, all right, I'll sign it.
Are you playing this? Oh, you are. You're playing this because I met George Brett at the Hootie and the Blowfish tournament, aren't you?
Well, I was going to play it for Dan Patrick because he's in the video.
Yes, he is.
But, you know, it works either way.
Yeah, how funny.
I was too fat to turn around sometimes.
Oh, well, sometimes. It was a rookie in 75. That was the year I was born. God, that sounds awful. So that means he was probably 22, 57. 72, today is 20. 72. 1975, so 72 with Robin Young.
See if Paige knows the rule.
72 years old.
Everybody. When it comes to this. The Madman math rule.
The rookie year rule.
I don't know. I'll say 73 or 70.
He is 72 years old today. You got it. Worked out on that one. We got one more for you. We got no music.
I just get so excited about winning clapping. Something that doesn't matter. It's like winning Employee of the Month. You get a parking spot that's 5 feet closer to the door. Yeah. Congratulations.
It is the birthday of one Chaz Palminteri.
If I was handicapped, I'd have one closer every day, huh?
Yeah,
you could.
Chaz Palminteri, I thought, passed for some reason.
He's still with us. He's our last one because we don't have any Happy Heavenlies.
Usual Suspects, if you've never seen it, how dare you? You should.
You should. Great movie. God, so good. Benicio Del Toro's awesome in it. Stephen Baldwin's good, too.
Didn't Chaz have a sex change operation?
That's the other one.
Okay.
That's TLC Chaz.
Okay, the one from Analyze This and Such. 77.
78.
I was a little surprised at this number. Chaz Palminteri, 73 years old. I thought it'd be...
You can't go backwards.
Late 70s for sure.
Chaz.
That's why I didn't.
You know, that's the way my grandmother would shorten the word get your ass. She'd say, Chaz out of here. Chaz out of here. Get Chaz. Chaz. Get your ass out of here, Chaz.
She would have said, yeah, but not. She wouldn't have meant it that way.
She wouldn't have. She wouldn't have known.
She would have said, like, yeah.
She didn't like new combined words like rom-com and such, but she was real big fans of Chaz out of here.
Chaz out of here.
All right. Paige, what a show. What a show. We talked about... If we had a dollar for every time we said ugly wife today, I mean, we would have like 17, 18 bucks.
No, we'd have almost enough for lunch.
We'd have enough to go get a dozen eggs or something.
You would, actually.
Tomorrow. I love this. It's like early edition. but only getting to read like one paragraph of the story.
That was a great show.
A great show. Here's a little glimpse of what you might hear or will hear on tomorrow's FOF line.
Bullshit neighbors. You're a piece of shit. Nobody likes them. It looks like Shrek. F***ing pain in my balls. And I just wish to, you know, the f***er would disappear. Just go away, man. Move. Move, motherfucker. Move.
That's a great song. So, move. Get out the way.
Move.
So if you look like Shrek and you see your neighbor look at your face and then grab their testicles in pain, it could be you.
Or you talk to a donkey. Yeah, that could be you too.
Why did you say talk to a donkey?
Yeah, that's what Shrek talked to a donkey.
Okay, I thought that was a shot at me.
I don't know. You probably talked to donkeys. Banjo, shout out.
I do.
Banjo the donkey. Yeah. Got his own show, I heard.
I mean, that
God, could you do a podcast, Matt Man and the Donkey Show?
That would be really good.
Just for people, weirdos that are Googling donkey shows might happen upon my podcast. That's a great idea. Friend.
I've never watched those, but I do like donkeys.
Yes. I get that. Speaking of Chaz Palminteri, was he not in Analyze This? I mean, my God.
Yeah, that or this, one of them.
Yeah. All right, so the FOF line tomorrow, 864-241-4318. Get today's podcast and all the others. Go to the Audacy app, AUDACY. Go to Kiss My Ass.
Why do
go
you look to, like you have a stroke if you play violin? That's just all I was wondering.
Because you have to have some flair with it. You gotta, like, when you're playing the guitar, the guy, when he's sitting there hitting that, like, he's shaking his hands, like, he feels it. He ain't doing nothing.
Oh, Gary Ho,
he's just doing it for a show off. You know, it's like in pornos when the guy's sitting there rifling off. He ain't doing it with that kind of vigor in real life. He just not. It's all staged. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good. Thank you.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.